Be'ezus Mizbuch, we begin the new Masechta, Masechta Kedushin, begin Parakish Miknes, the phase, begin of an Alf. Kin Tais Master begin with the opening words of this Mishnah, this Parakish Masechta, Ha'ish Miknes, a woman is acquired. So Tais points out, he makes the observation, Hacha Tani Behe. Here it says, Ha'isha, the woman with a He. Chemikamaduchin, we find this many places. Kavish Vish, when talking about a man and woman, Tani Behe, with the man, the woman. Kama Ha'isha Shahalcha, you bump stuff, Kavish on the base. Ha'isha Shahalcha, while within the base, I'm the base. We have in Superstuff, Tais Vom, base, Ha'isha Shahalcha. We have later on the mouth of Ha'ish Makadish, the man is Makadish. So this is Makash is difficult. Because the Behid did not, and Besul in this is, we have the opening mission of the Superstuff, Bezim and Aleph. I'm my little Tani Habesul in this is, when you talk about people, I thought you say the man, the woman. Why doesn't it say the Besula gets married? Why does it say Besula? The Shem says what you can say is no. The Hacha Krakoi, here it's going on the Pasik. In other words, Ha'isha Mavarechas Pasik, the woman that's verified in the Pasik, that because Dashkach Na'isha Mavarechas Bekra, Gabin Yisumi, we find the woman that's mentioned that's verified in the Pasik regarding marriage. It's like, says the Pasik, Kikach Ish Isha, the man's going to take a woman. So it's the woman that's mentioned in the Pasik, that's a hey, how you deal? A Besula Krakra, but the word of the Besula in this is not going in any specific Pasik. Lashkach, the Meshamuch, Duchta, Besula Bekra, Mavarechas Gabin Yisumi, we don't find anywhere a Besula mentioned explicitly in the Pasik regarding marriage. It says today is of Akasha, but it's difficult because Lakaman later on the Gemara, the Vidalma Bez, none. There's all these Mishnahs that talk about Kenyanim. So now we learn the Mishnah, it talks about Ebed Ivri. We have later on the Chabad Bez and Bez, Ebed Kenani. We have on the Vidalma Bez, Omavriya. Amayla, telling him, hey, why doesn't it say over there, the Ebed Kenani, the Ebed Ivri, the Omavriya, the Omavriya are in the Pasuk Nenu. They are verified in the Pasuk, they're mentioned explicitly in the Pasuk, Ebed Ivri, Ebed Kenani, all these different things. So why doesn't it say with a hey? So it says, Vashem, maybe Vahani Ebed Va'ama. No, by the slave and the maidservant, ain't living behind Lashon Hay. You can't really have the. Because Sheim Abedon Kol Kach, they're not really so verified in the Pasuk to say that one that's mentioned. Because we really have to tell you when we're talking about the Ebed or Amma, Ibri Ebed Kanani or Ibri Ebed Kanani. This doesn't say, are we talking about the Jewish or the non-Jewish slave or maid servant. And therefore, you can't say hey there either. Because the Hagab Yavama, Gatani HaYavama. By Yavama, it says the Yavama. and says Taisis, the ain lochash kolkach. So wait a second. So Yavama, where does it say Yavama in the pasuk? So Taisis says, yeah, okay, ain lochash kolkach. It's not really so concerned because b'kamokam shayin haTana, we find in general the Tana just says loshen harot lebepeh, just the terminology that he was used to. We find certain places. We find that the action, the concept is before the number. Like over here, Ha'isha Niknes is the Ma'isa, and then it says B'shal Shachem. Chemisul Nis is V'yam Rabi. Says first the Ma'isa and then the number. Esrik Shavu Leilon B'shal Shachem. V'turn Niknes V'nachas Tvar. Now at the same time, Yesh Mekamis Shoshana Minikaitin. Sometimes we find that the number is first. Asar Maros Nivra Oilam. Early Dal Boykin, Sakhim the Bezim and Alv. Sanyim could make Purim, the Gemara and begin Mesach Zuma. Shabadrachim, but it's against Zazab, the mission is Mesach Zazab. Begin with Ram Shabagin, the Mesach Rabbah, and begin the Dalf Tamar. So you see, it's not so precise to be Medaik, the hay, what is it, what hay, without the hay, the minion before the Maisa, Maisa before the minion. We find it depends whatever was what the Tana was accustomed to doing. Then it says, Master, begin with the words of the mission, Besham and Bedina. Besham may say that the value of the Kesef has to be a dinner. Such idiots in the fourth parak, Tony like a Bikula Bisham Bukham Bisil. Which it's a lingus Bishamai that it's not considered a kedushin yet until it's a dinner. Now the question is bothering Tayyiz of Abagov di Kabbalah di Kibli Kedushim Yachar. But if she accepts Kedushim from someone else, of Bisham Lukham Bishami's stringency, because according to Bishami, now the second one is going to be a kedushin, which is the same concept we're saying over here, what's considered a kedushin or not, if that's a chumra or not. So Tayyiz, yeah, me love Lahochi Mitchell, but that's not how it was asked in the Beis Medrash. Because I mean, the like the said, the and basically when it was asked, Leinu Gmel Chaboshin. It comes regarding Revius and Malay Lugmav. Usually Revius is more, but Gmel Chaboshin, his Malay Lugmav is obviously more. So it depends on the context how it was asked. And therefore, when it was asked regarding the, when there's one condition, not regarding two, because you're right, regarding two, then actually it would be a Chum of Bishame and a Kulo Beisel regarding the second one. So then it says, the words of the Mishnah. They still say, no, but pruta, b'shava pruta. Pruta, or that's worth a pruta. So it stays tame into one, because they'll have a little misnail, b'shava pruta. Only thing you should have said, you don't have to say pruta and a shava pruta, just the value of pruta. Because a pruta is not worth less than a shava pruta. Because five types of pruta is, you have ha'idah, b'shava pruta, the admission of the mikzvah of shava pruta, but ishim is kedusha b'shava pruta. So you see, it only mentions over there shava pruta, and doesn't mention pruta. So why do you have to say pruta? The shemitah says what you could say is mishum detana kan bekesa. We said one of the ways a woman can be acquired is with money, mefarish, but is against it. Say, what type of money? Din l'bisham, pruta l'bisil. And well, officially, you need to learn a kesef davka, but it's not a kesef. And now, but okay, well, if we only see the actual coin, we would make a mistake to think that it could be specifically only the money and not something worth the money. Because you all have kiv and kiv must be efren, because that's the source of it. The chesed be kesef, and there it says explicitly by Avraham Avinu that was money. So mefarish because we had to explain that no, even something that's worth that amount of money. But we said kesef because that's what we're coming to explain. That's what says. Every time you're going to say, wait a second, if that's really what we're coming to teach you. Because you wouldn't have known, umanala under shavu kesef kesef. How do we know that something worth the money is like the money itself? Why? Because Taisa said that like a money gemara later on the design umanala of mebayle kra, the gemara needs a pasuk gabi evit ivri by the Jewish slave, the yashiv, to say, oh, he could get himself back, he could buy himself out, l'rabi shavu kesef kesef. To say that, oh yeah, you need the word yashiv to include that even the value of the money is like the money itself. So you see, it's not such a pasuk thing, it's not so obvious. You need to have a special source for this. And opinya ben, the sibbe kesef, and regarding Pinyan Ben, the redeeming of the firstborn son that says, Kesef, I'm like a money man, says, Lerunav Chazman Avdav Kahano, Shakal Sujim Pinyan Ben, he took a kerchief regarding the Pinyan Ben. Same here, says Taisis, kerchief, Manolan de Shabbat Kesef, who says that the kerchief that's worth five slum is going to be the same halacha as the five slum as coins itself? Which Taisis says, Amiga, how even come into Shavuos, and the Vdama Beis, Darish Klaal Prat HaKlaal. The Gemara there learns out this concept from a Klaal Prat HaKlaal. Agavi Erichin, so okay, that ends the Pinyan Ben. What do you do with Erechin? It says Kesef. And Hektish Nami, where some Gesoys have the words within the Hez Rush, Ksib Nasna Kesef Kamloi, which says money, that if you want to redeem it, not like in the mission Erechin of Chabrani Manav, Gamem Makdish, so there, if someone sanctifies his field, the Alochish, Hektish Nifta, Bekesef, Shabbat Bekesef. It can be redeemed with money or something worth money. Question, Nalan Shabbat Kesef, Kesef. How do you know that something worth the money is like the Alochah of the money itself? Nami, however, Bekdish is Nami Efsha. By Hektish also, you could say, the Shini Klal Prata Klal. And the reason is that in Hektish Nifta Bekarka, Hektish can be redeemed regarding with property. Meanwhile, Zobak the Moses said them in the Dom Amnal. Hare Amru that they say in Hektish Mishalaga Bekarka, Hektish can be deconjugate on real estate, on property. Because there is a bit of a case of a come like, you give him the money and it'll be his, the Hektish. So we know that from a Klal Prata Klal, which includes as long as not Karka, even Shavakas. But come on, the Gemara later on the Haman of Nami, I mean, also we say, the input in Hektish Meisachin B'Shtar, you cannot redeem Hektish Meisachin with a document. Okay, so it can be Karka, it can be Shtar, but that will tell us, but Meshavakesav, yeah. But the question is regarding those two, how do you know that something worth the money is like the money itself? The Shem says, you could say, Zelfinam Me'Evet Ivri, you learn from Evet Ivri, which we brought Yashim before the Rabbi Shavakesav, and that's, we're learning out to the same thing regarding Kedushin, which are Halach of a Mishnah and Erechin. But that's what I'm going to say. Wait a second. We're going to seek it. Namik Sibkra. We have another pasuk by damages when it says Kesef Yosef Levalov, that the guy who did the damage has to give the money back to the owners. The Shin Perikam the Bavakam. We learn that first Perikam the Bavakam the Zain Manav. Yosef, what's that word Yosef comes to tell? Let Abbas conclude Shabbat Kesef Kesef. If that's the case, having a Zikim, you have two sources. By damages says Yosef, and Evadibri says Yosef, which was Nek Suvan Abam Kechad. We know when two pesukim are teaching the same idea, actually, the Emelam, you cannot learn it from there. So we're back to the question, how do you know by Kedushin and by Erechin that Shabbat Kesef is like a Kesef? The Shabbat says, what you can say is, no, it's not Boin Ke'echad, because the Tavai Tzrichi. They both needed, and therefore had you said one, you would not have known the other one, but that's not considered that you cannot learn out from there. Why? Because the cost of Eved Grade, have you only said Allah by the slave, that Shabbat Kesef is like Kesef? The Metin, the Melech, and the Zikman, they would not have known that when you're paying up damages, that the same thing would be that Shabbat Kesef is like Kesef. Why? We find that the pasuk was particular regarding the one who committed damages, that if he's paying back with his property, he has to give back the best. So you would have thought to say, that we're being strict with the one who did damages, that he has to give back money and not the monetary value. It's a Kesef Yosef, and then we have to have Kesef Yosef specifically by damages. It's a Namikro, also by Ebedebe Yosef, need to have a special pasuk, because you would not have learned it out from damages. Why? I would have said, Ebedebe Yosef, that slave is similar to damages, and that is the mikni mikarka. Meaning, had you learned that from there, we'd say that if you acquire the eved with property, Leboimetim, that you would have to actually give the best, highest quality. So we don't want to learn nothing there, because Rashi would have made a mistake. So you did need both. So therefore, that's how we actually know Shavu Kesef and Kesef from both Abi Yabri and the Zigi. Another point you could say is that no, Ikasa be Eved, had we only said the halacha of Shavu Kesef, Kesef by Eved, I mean, I would have said the din who? Shenekel love. Yeah, it makes sense that we should be leaning by Eved, that Yechel lift his asma Philip Shavu Kesef, that he could redeem himself back, even something that's worth money. And the reason is, Kadesh Leitma ben Eved Kechavim, like the Gemara tells us, in the Chavim Abayz, that we don't want to get assimilated amongst the non-Jews. So we're lenient. But regarding damage, when someone perpetrated a damage where it doesn't apply such a logic, we would not say that. And because of the Zikin Greed, we only said regarding damages, they would not have known Eved from that. Because the Sagat, you would have thought to say, that the monetary value as of money should not be like money by slave. He caused himself to be in this situation to be sold as a slave because he actually did business with the Shemitah produce, a grip of Khanidal, come on, like the Master Leon of Chavmanal. So Basogat, you would thought that the Nachmar love, Lemadabkas, and Lishavi, that you should be stranger on him, and that it should only be money that could redeem himself and not monetary value. So therefore, you needed both of them. That was the second approach. Now, so this is what it's a crow. Why do you need a pasuk then? To teach Shavu Kesef, Kesef, Lepinya Ben, Behekdish, Shavu Kesef, Kesef, and Belayof and Zikr, and everybody wanting to learn from damages and everybody. That's because Lefisha Bolamite Kakais Vishtaris. Because we have to come to exclude that you cannot do those things with property and documents to tell you that you cannot redeem the firstborns on the Hektish with those things. Yeah, you would know Shavu Kesef, Kesef, but how would you know to exclude those other things? That's why you need to have the claw, prat the claw. Next, says Master, begin with the words of the Mishnah, Vekamihi Prutim. And how much is a Prutim? Says Tais is about a question. He says, Hadle Mefarish Kamu dinner. Why doesn't it say how much is a dinner? Why is it only saying Kamihi Prutim? Why doesn't it explain the Pinya Bishamai? Says Tais Mishim, the dinner, Hayyadin Kamahaya, they knew how much a dinner was. So, Echim Chavta, but then it shows up, they knew it was 1/24th of a golden dinner. Can I mean, the Mishnah says, the Mishnah says, the Dam Beit. I'm a Prutim, a Plukta, but Kabbalah, come on. But regarding prutim, some say this is a different answer, or it's the same one, but something that goes up, something goes down. So that's why you have to say specifically, would not have known by prutim, unlike that of dinner. Another answer is because, yeah, the words of a basil, which is the one that says prutim, they come like I'm saying, hold like me, but the prutim debate. Here we have to explain more. But dinner, we don't hold like Bishami anyway. We didn't have to go through and explain what it actually is. Connect to this master, we can lose the Mishnah. So how much is a dinner? How much is a pruta? So the Mishnah said, Echad mechas be iser, it's 1/8 of an iser, which Tosfos qualifies as kishisum kedinim. That's when the iser is like according to its appropriate status. But when the iser goes down, so then it's echad meshisha, it's actually 1/6, because the Mishnah, like the Gemara actually says. Now it's not just a regular iser, it's iser italki. Fashim ben Tam, he says, Alshim italki shel yom, and this go based on Italy of Greece. So he said, what's this kov? What's a talki? It's Itali. He said, even like a pasuk in Ezra, Shushanachya, Hashem Shushan. They add on Yaakov, his uncle, add on this kov, this chav, and therefore it's not so difficult that it's really referring to Italy. With the words of the Mishnah, Yavama nicknames. Now Yavama is acquired in two ways, and acquired in one way, and then she acquires herself back in two ways. But she says, Tim, it's a wonder because delayed Tanaminyana. Kilel doesn't say a number like it said before in the opening of regarding condition. But listen, why don't you say Niknis Bederech Echad? She can be acquired in one way, but Koynas Mishnei Drachim, and she acquires herself in two ways. Kumeminyan Leel, like we said before, which the numbers come into teachers Lemuute. I mean, like above, like the Gemara says on the next daf, Haiminyan and Nami Lemuute. This number is also coming to exclude the Reisha. You could say Lemuute Kesav Shtar. That yet say only Bia could be Koyn Yivama, excluding money or a document. Like, come on, like you must learn W Dal Manav, that only Bia Gamer, only Bia concludes if in Kazar Star Gamerba. None of the safe, you could say the number of the safe would be Lamudi Gamka, also excluding to tell you the Lainel of Kavachai Mesha, that not to learn out of Kavachaimer from of or the Gish actually should be get, Lamudi get. The Lainel of Get Kavachai Mesha, get me in the Gamal, like it says also over there. The Dashin that we Darshan, only Nalayin, Yavam is only with. Chalitz, which is shoes, midachrin alay, something else not. So why don't you say a number by Yavama, just like you say very good in Kedushin? The Shem says, what you can say is, no, the B'chad the Milsa in L'shanis Minyan. When we're talking about one thing, we don't say a number when it's about one. We do say actually, as the Gemara brings on Amud Beis, it says number one. Yeah, so it says because we're coming to tell you the regarding the differentiations, and we're telling you, but because you know, for Elon it's three, and for Yerik is one. But if it's only one, then we're not going to say. So now Tosafot says, oh, now that we're not saying a number Yavam because we said that you can't say because it's only one thing. So later Mishnah is once we stopped in the same of a Mishnah by Yavam. So later Mishnah is by Abedim and Kanani also don't say numbers. Or Enam, another person can say Mishnah by Yitzchak LeMishnah by Avinyano LeMutimidi because we didn't have the same number because nothing takes good from the Kenyanim that you don't have by Abedim and every Kanani. Continue with the next Ibn Askel, which are the words of the Gemara. Mishnah Hocha that Nani Ishan Niknas. What's different over here that it says that the woman is acquired, because what it says with the lashon of mekadesh, which Rashi really said, have a muscle member. The Gemara could have said, the agav the bailamis nesei, but since we want to say the seifa, which is bekoynes as she acquires herself, v'shaychas from lashon kedushin, can't say what she. What are you going to say the inverse of that? Say isha miskadeshes, and what? What's when she takes herself back? Actually, the Gemara says similarly. On Amud Beis, such an answer. So it's Taisa, no, Mio Emer Hararim Nayach, it's not true that Muslim Misni, but Niteresh, Mishnei Drachim. You could have said Miskadeshes, Mishnei Drachim, and Niteresh, she permitted two paths. Because you have a Kedushin, Shech Loshin Hadr, because Kedushin is like prohibiting like Hadr, then it applies the terminology of permitting. So if that's why Bigmar did not give the answer, but rather gave a different approach. Next, Taisa, Mata, with the words of Bigmar, Mishnei the Gaboyle, Misni, Kesem. Bigmar actually answers, oh, the reason why we say over here, Dikn is because we wanted to mention money, and money is a Kenyan. So it says, "Rochel Eshach Lemebuch Hidik Gemara cannot ask B'tana Tarti Adachada." So what you're saying, two of the Shtar and Bia because of one of Kesef to say because that's called the Kinyan. So therefore, you're saying that terminology. Actually, the Gemara says this question later on the Beis. No, it's not true. Why? Because the Lashon Kinyan Shach Nam B'Shav Bia. The terminology Kinyan applies also by document and Bia. And the truth is, well, Hoya Tamua al Lashon Kinyan. It actually wasn't bothered during the Gemara that why we say in terminology of Kinyan, of acquisition. Ela Mishum de la Kaman, Tan al Lashon Kedushin. The only question was, they don't say the Kedushin, but Tan al Lashon Kinyan. So that was the Gemara's question. But it's not Tarti al Tachada. Or you know, another approach is actually, Bishtar Namesh Kechon Lashon Kinyan. We actually find by document terminology of Kinyan. That's still like, says the Pazik, and Yemi, the Ekech, Hasevra Amekna. So you see that it's not only by Kesev, it's also by Shtar. So it's not two because of one. And it says not to ignore the Gemara, but Kesef and Olan. How do we know Kesef works? It's Gama Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephraim. And again, that's why we say over here Loshen of Kinyan. And Tanya says you're going to say, wait a second, what's talking about? What do you need this whole thing though? This whole to say Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephraim, and there it says Nasati Kesef Kadi Kach Mimeni, and there it says Asadash Kan Avram. What do you mean? Lo Yitzchok Leme Ela Kesef Eker Kinyan. You only have to say that a Kesef is called Kinyan. Because it says a buzz Nasati Kesef Kadi Kach Mimeni, and so it says about Kesef. Okay, Asadash Kan Avram. What happens to Kicha Kicha? Or you know, you could just say, so this is because of Yikna, which is the more second approach. You see, Kesef is a Kinyan. Hashem says, but you can say, no, that wouldn't be enough. Why? Because in the Hida, Kesef is a Kinyan, although Kesef of the field, when you buy a field with Kesef, it's called a Kinyan. Kesef is usually a Kinyan. Don't find necessarily Kesef for a woman is called a Kinyan. Kachso Levi Raya, no, it's a Kesef, I mean, Ishamineh is a Kinyan, because we learn a Kicha Kicha from a stay after. And like he says, not the, with the words of Gemara, so wasn't said within the subject of the Zohar, take the money of the field from me, cut money, take it from me. No, I gave the field, the money of the field, take it from me. Now, so it says, in a chesish, el shemaitu lashen kicha. I'm not concerned, but just that we find terminology of taking. Because Avagav the loidomi, although they're not the same, because the kicha, the hacha, kaima, akesu, shalsada. This posse with Ephraim, with Avram, is the taking is take the money of the field. The kicha, the isha, the taking of the woman, like Kama Kesesh, it's not going on the money of the woman, Elisha Atzma is going on the woman itself, must be Zigzeri Shava. But it's not really the translation of the word Kicha. And you're going to say, wait a second, but listen to Isha Nikachas. Why don't you say the woman is taken? So listen to Kratfei, that's actually more of the terminology of the Pasig, Chsib Kiikach. It says, man's going to take a woman. So I should say, the woman is taken. But it's not going to be Erevin, as we find Erevin of Chavam Bez, HaKol Nikach because of Meiser, everything is taken with the Meiser monies. And a bia shaykh namelosh kicha bia also would be appropriate to say terminology of taken. This like says the pasuk yikra bia shashiika chasachis. A man takes his sister, so you already have two. That would the appropriate terminology would be bia nikachas. Why say nikness? Bia shem says what he says. The shaykh would miss they say because that wouldn't make sense. The other half of the statement, like kachas asma meiz drachim, that she takes herself in two ways. No, you could say that she's kainas asma, and therefore that's why we didn't use the terminology of nikachas.